Kathy. Everybody knows these guys. And for anybody that's new, Chris and Julia showed up about 4 to 5 years ago. And I remember meeting with Chris down at EHOP, if anybody remembers that. And he was a guy that had was just kind of getting interested in Jesus, was married to a pastor's daughter who was fairly interested in Jesus, not really. And so, but they got involved with us, and one thing led to another, hanging out with Ryan and House Church and the body of Christ, and obviously the Spirit of God has done a radical work where these guys are just Jesus crazy. He has resigned from his job. July 3rd will be his last day there. And we've kind of been, I think a lot of people know about this already, but these guys are getting ready to launch into mission. And I just wanted them to share their hearts. They'll probably be here for a while we figure this out, but share your hearts, what's in your heart going on, and where you think you're headed. Go ahead. Or do whatever you want to do.
We just desperately want to serve the Lord, and felt that about a month ago. The Lord spoke to me while I was at the other fire station about quitting the job that I was in. It was becoming a distraction, and he said my season is over there. And so that was confirmation already on something that's been on our hearts for a while about going out and being missionaries. Somehow we didn't know what it would look like or when it would be. And then things just started manifesting to where we're at right now about going down to Houston with the team, the Keystone Project team that's down there, and training with them for 6 months to a year, and then being sent out somewhere else. So we don't know exactly where the Lord's going to lead us after that. We just want to focus right now on the mission, which is to make disciples and to plant seeds. And we're totally devoted to that. And just we're super excited about it and just want to give everything into this. And so that's kind of where we're at right now.
That's excellent. Julie, do you want to say anything or add anything to that?
We're just really excited how the Lord is has already equipped our hearts and how the people that we're going to come and contact with, he's already preparing their hearts.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about that.
Amen. Amen. They, Chris has been stirring. He did a little street preaching in Branson, was in Branson and just started preaching out for some people. And the Lord's been burdening him about that. He and Ryan have been prayer walking the city in El Dorado for a while. And then he's just burning with evangelism, burning with making disciples. So did that, preached out loud to a bunch of people. A young man came to Jesus, or they're trying to connect him and get him discipled over there. Been doing some stuff at Walmart out here, and it just became increasingly clear that they want to do nothing else with their lives except evangelism and making disciples. And so because of that, they're stepping out by faith. They're going to come on with disciple nations like Luke and Savannah have, and we're praying for their provision. So you can partner with these guys through prayer, huge. This is their spiritual family, though they may go to Houston or Boston or who knows where they're going to go or make them, whatever. We're their spiritual family. And if you would like to, and if anything touches your heart by the Spirit, to partner with them financially, again, they're going to partner through and be missionaries through Disciple Nations. And so we're so excited for you guys. We love it. We know there's a lot to unpack and places to go, but it's been a privilege to watch you grow and to watch your passion for Jesus. You want to say anything before I pray for you? Excellent. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for Chris and Julia. Thank you for the process that you brought them through of them being all in for you and you making it clear that their even vocation was to be the ministry. And so we just pray for these missionaries as they launch out by faith. We pray for your provision, your leading, your timing, the partnerships for the harvest that they're going to, that they would really be able to preach your gospel and to share it and see many disciples made and multiply in Houston, in Kansas, in the earth through these guys' efforts of being all in with you. Lord, bless the McGathys. Praise you for your blessing upon them, the passion in them. Pray for patience. And again, for all the details to come together as we help prepare and they prepare to go and be launched. Lord, thank you for their lives. And we pray that you would make yourself famous through the McGathys. We pray they decrease and you increase. That you would spread your fame, Lord God, to especially among the lost. And Lord, we just thank you again for their desire for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you.